I sent Doug a text asking him the question. We'll see if he responds by the end of the show. The question being, of course, if I had credentials to go to a coney eating competition at Hart Plaza that included the likes of Joey Chestnut and others, would Doug accompany me to watch this competition if I agreed to go to Dayton to watch a play-in game? We'll see if he responds, King. But I'm saying, yeah, I think yes. I think he's so desperate to have me go to a game of Dayton one of these days that he would agree to go to the hot dog eating, the coney eating competition that we're creating at Hart Plaza.
I think I'm going to say no, because I think it's going to disgust him so much he couldn't stand it. Even though he wants you at Dayton so bad, this would be like a point. He wouldn't cross this line.
We talked earlier about how it's ridiculously hot out there, and you're actually going to Vegas next week. I'll be going to Vegas a few weeks after that. But it is different with the dry heat and the humidity for sure. I got some ticket texts that came in. Gator, you have an invitation to join our girls' trip in Vegas the first week in October. The weather is always beautiful. Guarantee a fabulous time. Four sisters, mostly Michigan fans, but one's a Michigan State graduate. Come on! I'll have to look at my calendar. We're talking October in Vegas. October in Vegas is great. It's a great time to be in Vegas.
Football season, too.
Yeah. And it sounds like I'll be with some lovely company.
Looks like they need a hero.
Are they looking for a hero? I don't know if they're looking for a hero.
They're looking for a gator. I need a gator.
Yeah. All right. It's a possibility. That's you never know. Never what's going to happen. I grew up in Michigan, just moved back to Arizona. Thank God I spent the last 3 years in Michigan. There's no punctuation here. This is always an issue. I grew up in Michigan, just moved back to Arizona. Thank God. I spent the last 3 years in Michigan, and between the humidity and that god-awful winter with all the power outages, I couldn't get out of there quick enough. 110 to 115 isn't fun, but it's nowhere near as miserable as the humidity in the winter, as humidity or winter. That's Iran in Phoenix. Understand. It gets to be tough there. With the soccer talk we had, casual fan here, I think offsides is ruining the game. I understand the reason the rule exists, but video review shows your big toe is past the defender's big toe and the goal doesn't count. I think soccer needs more offense and adjusting that rule, so it has to be clear and obvious. My two cents, it's true in Lake Orion. What I will say about anybody here that has an opinion on how to improve soccer, it will fall on deaf ears. The rest of the world doesn't care. It's just facts. Now, we are talking about what does it make, what would make it more appealing to us. We're talking, we would say that, control the flopping, have more penalties for that. This person wants to change the offside rule. I don't know. It's the basic tenet of the game. It'd be tough to do that, but I get it. I also think that they don't care because they do just fine elsewhere. They see somewhere that Cristiano Ronaldo makes like $200 million or something like that. Something in salary. I don't know if he's got part ownership in a team or whatever. That's just crazy. I'd rather sit on my front porch and watch the grass grow while drinking a beer. The same would apply even if there was no beer in the house. That's just somebody's opinion on soccer. I enjoyed the game. Call me crazy. I enjoyed it last night.
You start calling it the beautiful game.
I enjoyed the game last night. No, I don't think it's a beautiful game. I enjoyed the game, though. I can appreciate the athleticism that takes place. Unfortunately for me, when I see all the flopping that happens, it just takes it away. Like the good outweighs the bad, but man, that bad just creeps up and it's so awful. A red card is basically a flagrant two in basketball, and no one cares that guy misses the next game and the rest of the current game. Bad call last night, but it's not as bad as a rule as people make it out to be. Flagrant two is somebody out for the next game, King? In the NBA? I didn't think so.
I don't think so. I got to look that up. I don't think so.
I don't think that's the case.
You have to add up so many flagrants and technicals.
Right.
Before you start getting suspended.
So I think there's a big difference there. That's why it's way more punitive here. I'm with you, Gator. I don't watch the games, but I'm excited to see the U.S. team be successful. Well, they're not with me because I actually watch the games. I've been watching it this year. And I watched almost the entirety last night. I think I tuned in a little bit late for the start, but I watched it. Even saw some of the halftime analysis before it changed channels and came back. and watch some of the post-game analysis. I'm right with the Gator. Couldn't care less about soccer. That's not what I said. It's even hard to watch all of the USA games, but I watched all last night, and it was very exciting. I found myself actually really interested in the game. All right, so maybe I cut it off too soon.
No, you're not. Yes, you are.
This texture kind of got me, right? I am. It's not that I couldn't care less about soccer. That seems like a hostile attitude, and I don't have a hostile attitude to it. It just does not appeal to me. But am I watching this? Yes, and I find it to be entertaining. I certainly found last night's game to be entertaining. 248-539-9797. Mike is next up here on a cell. Mike, welcome to 97.1.
I was just calling. I think Langdon's doing a really good job. You guys were talking about them missing Stewart, and I think that Ugana guy from Virginia, I watched some ACC, and he's probably equivalent to Mara for Michigan defensively. He was second in the nation in blocks, and I think he's going to be a seamless replacement for Stewart. So, you know, losing Harris is bad, but if Collins can even, you know, match him or maybe be a little better, I think they're definitely an improved team.
So Ugana's a guy that took, and thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. He's the guy they took in the second round of the draft who is long and tall. He's a beanpole. Needs to put on some weight. My guess is that he's a project before he sees the court. He's probably a G League player. Again, it's just my guess that he's going to have to get acclimated to the physicality of this game, but that is his calling card, is that he's a rim protector, an elite rim protector. But it's a specialty he has, and he offers nothing else. I mean, offensively, I suppose there's lobs that you can give him, and that's it. And people will say, well, that's just Jalen Duren. I mean, Jalen Duren's more than that, but yeah. But this guy is half the size of Jalen Duren in terms of his weight. I mean, he is...
Yeah, no muscle, obviously.
Like 220 pounds or something.
He's listed at 236, but yeah, he's in college elite rim, you know, defender. Yeah. That was college, you know, where like when you're just taller than a lot of people, you can do, you know, I'm not trying to degrade what he did. Like, he was a good shot blocker, but, you know, he was tall, skinny, like you mentioned. Has a knack for blocking shots, of course. I think he broke like Tim Duncan's record for like most blocked shots or something, but that means he stayed in college for a while too. With that being said, he's a project guy. You know, I think the hope is he can fill into like a third type of center maybe. But as far as next year, yeah, I doubt he sees the floor much at all. But he is going to be on the Pistons Summer League roster in Vegas. So Doug, go ahead and watch him and go ahead and get overly excited about him. Gator, I know you won't, but Doug.
No, I won't. But I'm curious to see how he's going to handle himself in the summer league. I will be paying attention to that for sure. So we shall see. So I mentioned the Red Wings, right? They did make some moves yesterday. Several moves, in fact. We talked about, okay, backup goaltender for this team. I was hoping they're not going to go out and get one, just go ahead and promote one of the young guys they have, whether it's Postavo or Augustine, let them fight it out, and one stays in Grand Rapids and one gets promoted. That's not going to be the case. Both of those guys are going to start at Grand Rapids and push each other there, which is probably a good thing. And instead, what the Red Wings did was they signed a veteran, Daniil Tarasov, who comes over from Florida, who actually in the two games he played against the Red Wings was awfully good against the Red Wings. But it's a backup goaltender. So it didn't cost them that much. That's one move they made. They went out and they got Victor Arvidsson, the forward. This is a guy who adds a ton of grit to the team. He's got scoring ability, 5-on-5 scoring ability, which is something they desperately needed. I think 18 of his 25 goals last year came with 5-on-5. He's also a power play presence, plays in front of the net, and likes to muck it up there. There's a lot to like with Victor Arvidsson going to the one that probably a top six forward. That he is someone's going to give you maybe 50, 60 points in a season. Okay. I don't mind that. I like the fact that he's gritty and has a nose for the net. They need more guys like that. Then they added Keegan Kolesar, another forward. They got him from Vegas. And you're talking about a guy who isn't going to, you know, show up a ton in a score sheet in terms of points. He had 17 points last year with six goals. He's going to be a bottom six forward, but what he is a hitting machine. He had 270 hits last year in the NHL. I believe that was top 10. I think it was seventh overall. He is a guy who's not afraid to drop the gloves. He's got good size, 6'3". Having somebody out there to add more toughness to the team, I think that is probably the number one complaint Red Wing fans had. There's no toughness on this team. Well, adding Kolesar adds that physical presence. Adding Victor Arvidsson adds a guy who's tough in a different way than dropping the gloves. Hard nose, will do the dirty work. That's kind of what you want. So those are a couple of the moves that they've made that I think have added to this team. And getting your backup goaltender, I just didn't want them to overspend. They clearly did not overspend to get the goaltender. They also signed some other smaller players. There was Jacob Bryson, Cameron Butler, Wilmer Skog. Very small contracts. Some of these guys might just help populate the roster they have in Grand Rapids. Others will have an opportunity to earn a spot with the Red Wings. We'll see who makes the team and who doesn't make the team. But the names that I mentioned earlier, the Kolesar and Arvidsson, I really like those additions to this team. Now I want to see what happens with Dylan Larkin, as we all want to see what happens with Dylan Larkin. And it seems like every day that goes by, it feels like it's going to take a lot longer for this to happen. I think people thought it was going to happen before the draft. It did not, and it still hasn't happened. When will it happen? We'll talk about it here, 97.1.